Hello and welcome to the 26th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today I'm going to be going over some balance changes that I would like to see in the next update. Before we get into it, unfortunately, the collaboration with me, Masquerade, and Questing Night, we had recorded like an hour of it or something like that, but it was really weird. Like, we were in a call and then we kept on like crashing out of it. It was really weird, but yeah, we weren't able to like get the collab because there was just so much crashing, and like we had some audio issues as well, so we kind of had to call it quits for the day. We might try to do it again at some point, maybe with a different method of recording. Who knows? Maybe we'll find a way to fix it. It might have just been like bad Wi-Fi or something, but yeah, I'll let you guys know if we're gonna make another collaboration. So yeah, throw that out of the way. Let's get right into the podcast after a short break. All right, so I think that a decent amount of brawlers are fairly balanced. Like, obviously, some of them are still overpowered, and a good amount of them are pretty weak. So hopefully, these balance changes will really just help shake up the meta and make kind of everyone more viable. So the first balance change I would like to see is a Tara Supercharge buff. So I'm thinking maybe two less hits for Tara to get her super, maybe three, I'm not completely sure, but at the moment, the only thing that makes Tara good is her super, and Tara's only able to get her super once or twice a game, depending on how much damage you're doing, and I feel like this would really just help out, allow Tara to maybe get an extra super in during the game, and yeah, we'll just make Tara more strong, because at the moment she's really bad until she gets her super. So the way I'm thinking of buffing her is just allow her to get her super more often. I mean, potentially you could nerf the super and then maybe like buff her reload speed and damage or something, but yeah, I feel like that would be kind of a major change to Tara, because right now, like, everyone kind of plays Tara as get the super and then try to suck in multiple people. So I feel like that'd be sort of a massive change if they were to do that. So I doubt that they will. So that's why I think that would just be better to play it safe and just buff her supercharge speed. So next up is going to be Spike. So I would like to be seeing a curveball nerf. So at the moment, curveball is one of the best star powers, arguably the best, definitely like top five, just because of how like hard it is to dodge the curves right now. Like the pros, like I've said, like even the pros can't dodge it too well. So if the pros still haven't figured out a way to like consistently dodge the spikes, it's definitely too overpowered. It just has such good range and it's just so easy to hit with curveball. So I think that they should make it a little less of a curve. I'm not completely sure like how much less, but I think it needs a decent nerf for this, just because it's just so hard to hit. Or maybe make it so there's a like specific way that you can dodge it without it being next to impossible. So yeah, either make it like dodgeable or just nerf the amount all the spikes turn, or maybe like nerf like how far out the spikes go. I'm not completely sure on how you would nerf curveball, because you can't really nerf the damage or anything. So yeah, just make it easier to avoid, pretty much. So next up is going to be Mortis. So I would like to see a Coiled Snake nerf. So Coiled Snake has already been nerfed twice, but I still think it's really overpowered. I think that this last nerf that I'm proposing will put Mortis in like a good spot in the meta, maybe like tenth or so, but not so overpowered that he can just like absolutely wreck everyone. So I think they should nerf the bar that loads up when Mortis gets his longer dash from 3.5 seconds to 4. So I think that this will be the third and final nerf. It will definitely take a while for you to get that bar charged up, and it will just not allow Mortis to get as many of those like super long dashes, but it will still help him out significantly whenever like you're not needing to attack. So yeah, I think that this will be pretty solid and kind of just put Mortis in a good spot in the meta. So next up, I would like to see a Jessie buff, and I would say attack her. I know, not I would say buff her attack speed. So basically, what I mean by this is currently when she shoots at that little like ball of energy thing, it's really slow and pretty much anyone can dodge it except for 8-Bit, just because he has like the slowest movement speed in the game. But pretty much anyone else in the game with a little bit of skill, they can dodge it pretty easily just because of how slow Jessie's attack moves. So I think that in order for Jessie to come from like the worst brawler in the game up to a decent spot, I would say you wanna at least make it like, I don't know, 33% faster. I feel like if you're gonna make it as fast as Piper's, that would be a little overpowered. So not as fast as Piper's, kind of maybe in between Piper and Jessie's attack. So kind of find that nice sweet spot where it's not so overpowered that like you can't dodge it at all, but it takes a like a ton of skill, and if you're in like an intense battle situation, it's not gonna be that easy to avoid. So yeah, that's what I propose for Jessie. So next up for Frank, I was kind of like thinking about what like Frank could really use, and I'm like, he already has the most health in the game. His damage is also really good. But the main issue, oh yeah, super is also really good as well. But the main issue that makes Frank so bad is when he attacks, he like can't move when he attacks, so he has to get like really up close to hit anyone, and like it's really hard to hit people while he's running away. But I think that if you were to make it so he can move when he attacks, he would just become the best brawler in the game because, yeah, Frank on paper seems really good, and then this would make him absolutely insane. So I think that maybe just give him a little range buff. One or two tiles, I think, should do the trick. So now he will be able to kind of hit brawlers that currently are just like barely hitting him out of his range, and now he'll be able to hit them as well. So yeah, I think this will be a good buff for Frank, just allow him to actually like stand a chance now, but not so overpowered that like he's absolutely dominating the meta. So next up, I would say a Daryl health buff. So I'm thinking maybe just 400 health. So this is kind of needed for Daryl because for some reason they decided to nerf his good star power, the one where he gets that shield when he uses his super. It used to be like 30 or 40%. Now it's like 25 or something. I don't know why they nerfed it again. Like Daryl already wasn't in a great spot, and now he's like really not doing too well. So yeah, I think that this buff will just be pretty solid. I mean, 400 health. It will allow him to be more viable when you don't have the star power, and also compete more against tanks, because at the moment Daryl really can't do too well even with the shield because they've nerfed the shield quite a bit. So next up is going to be Crow. So once again, I would like to see them buff both of his star powers again. So they just did this in the last set of balance changes. They made his the one where when opponents are poisoned, they do 10% less damage. They had to go from 10% to 13%, and then for Carrion Crow, where when he's below 40 or 50% health, can't remember the exact number, each of his daggers that he throws out do 100 extra damage. They buffed that to 120. So I think that they should make his first star power up to 15%. I don't want to go like too high. Potentially it could go up higher because I still don't think it will be great, but at least 15% I think will be enough, like that it will actually be noticeable in the enemies doing less damage. And then Carrion Crow, I don't think you'll need to buff it again if you make it 140, just because that's a lot of extra damage. And I think it will be in like a really good spot then. You might still have to buff his first star power, maybe up to 20. That kind of seems like a lot. I'm not completely sure, but yeah, I think that these will definitely just help out Crow because at the moment, with his health and low DPS, they're really the only mode he's good in is Showdown. So yeah, hopefully this will help him make him more viable in the 3v3s. So next up, probably the most needed nerf on the list is going to be Sandy, the newest brawler in the game. So I would like to see Sandy super nerfed all the way from 12 seconds with her super to 9 seconds. So at the moment, when you check down Sandy super, it makes a massive sandstorm, and when you and your teammates, we gotta mention the teammates, when you and your teammates are inside of that sandstorm, you guys are invisible and it lasts for 12 seconds. So that's like 12 seconds of like controlling the whole entire map. They can't really do, enemies can't do anything about it. You're all invisible, so you can just do whatever you want when you're in there, maybe sneak up and get a kill or collect the bolts or gems or really whatever. And I think that nerfing it down to 9 seconds will make it so it's still good, but it's not so overpowered that it pretty much carries Sandy to the best brawler in the game. So, the final change that I would like to see is Tick's star power, Well Oiled. I would like to see a rework because at the moment, Tick's star power, Well Oiled, basically when Tick takes damage, he heals in 1 second or something like that. It's like really quick, but like I said before, if you're taking damage with Tick, you're probably going to be dead because Tick really can't do much in an open field. So very rarely are you going to be taking damage with Tick and not dying. The only circumstance is against a thrower. But yeah, that's pretty much the only time when you would take damage and maybe not die. But even then, there's a pretty solid chance that you're dying. So yeah, that like 1 second heal really just doesn't help out Tick because even before he can start healing up, he's most likely gonna be dead. So it's kind of useless. I mean, it would be nice if it was on like anyone else, but for some reason they decided to put it on Tick. So I'm proposing they rework it. I'm not completely sure how they would do it. I have a few ideas. Most of them involve Tick super. So I think when he chucks down like his head, which is his super, I think that maybe one a potential idea would be if it hits an enemy, he gets 2 ammo reloaded instantly. I'm not sure if this would be overpowered or not, but they could potentially do that. Maybe like experiment and see how strong it is. Maybe make it 3 or 1 depending on how good it is. And then also, I was thinking maybe when Tick chucks down his head, it like does more damage, but that is kind of copying Dynamite's. I was also thinking giving it more health. I mean, that's not really like copying Frank Sponge star power because that gives Frank extra health and not his super because he obviously doesn't have a spawnable super. So maybe you could do that, or maybe something cool like if Tick's super hits a enemy, he instantly heals up to max health. I mean, that probably wouldn't be too great because once again, like you really don't want to be taking damage with Tick, but I guess sometimes you kind of use Tick's super as kind of a desperation play to keep him alive. So I don't know. I don't think it would be too strong. So maybe I think my favorite idea would probably just be to give him ammo if his super hits an enemy brawler, because that happens a decent amount, and I think that it would definitely help him out, but not be so broken that like he's just dominating the meta. So yeah, those are my proposed balance changes for the next update. Hopefully some of them actually like come out into the game. That would be pretty nice. Especially the crow buffs. I really like to see him be strong in the 3v3. So yeah, that's gonna be all for my proposed balance changes. All right, so welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. So once again, I do apologize for the collaboration not being out on Masquerade's podcast. The audio issues were kind of annoying, and like the podcast was kind of unlistenable. It just had so many like disconnections and like bad like audio cutting out and stuff. So that's why it's not up. Maybe we'll work on it at some point in the future, but yeah, I do apologize for that not being out. But yeah, we do not have any new 5-star reviews today. But if you'd like to get shouted out on the next episode of the podcast, leave a 5-star review. So yeah, it's pretty much all for today's episode, and I'll see you in the next episode.